Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Something really big happened last night in the Caribbean. You might say a new country was born. Depends on your definition of a new country. It's now the Republic of Barbados. It wasn't before. The country removed Queen Elizabeth as head of state. And just after midnight this morning, Governor General Sandra Mason was sworn in as president. Big news, but also a reminder of the ongoing influence of British colonialism well into the 21st century. So let's get a view of Barbados's move from Commonwealth to Republic from Kobe Brooms, first vice president of Barbados Youth Development Council and a multimedia media specialist at the news organization Barbados Today. Kobe, thank you so much for coming on WNYC. Hello.
Hello, and thank you so much for having me on the show today. And I greet you from the Republic of Barbados.
Ha! Huh. How good does it feel to say that?
Absolutely fantastic. And I can tell you that I was up till about 2:30 in the morning watching the celebrations from a screen that I set up outside and watching the fireworks and so on. And I was absolutely almost to tears just watching the celebrations of Barbados becoming a republic.
And listeners, right away, we'll open up our phones to anyone who is from Barbados or in Barbados or with ties to Barbados. For your reactions, what does it mean that Barbados today has become a republic? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. You are invited. You can also talk historically about the legacy of British colonialism there or whatever you want to say on this historic, this auspicious occasion. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or you can also tweet at Brian Lehrer. We'll watch our Twitter go by. Kobe, what actually happened today? Was Barbados, what's the right word? I know we're saying from a Commonwealth to a republic. Does it mean Barbados just declared its independence? Is it something less than that? What are we really talking about here?
No, Brian. Barbados gained political independence from Britain in 1966. So today is actually our 55th anniversary of independence. What has happened, though, is that even though we retained political independence, the Queen was still our head of state. So her representative would have been the Governor General. So what we've done today is to say we are no longer having the Queen as the head of state of Barbados, and we have a Barbadian as the head of state. So we have essentially completed the process of independence so that we are a country standing on its own, having a Barbadian, a local, as the head of state. And that was what was done this morning, bright and early, as Dame Sandra Mason was elected. Well, she was elected a little bit before, but declared as the president of Barbados.
And did the UK have any continuing power over Barbados, or is this purely symbolic?
After 1966, it was more of symbolism. With Barbados, we basically were functioning as our country before. We were governing our own affairs. But what happened was you still had different organizations and different things politically that were still linked to the monarchy. So, for example, our police force was named the Royal Barbados Police Force. It was Her Majesty's Prison at Dodds. When the ministers took their oath of office, they were pledging allegiance to the Queen, her heirs, and her successors. So what has happened now is Barbados has removed all of those symbolic linkages and all of those, as the Prime Minister said, we're no longer lingering on the colonial back door, that we've removed all of that now. So we are pledging allegiance to the state. We are in the process of going through constitutional review. We're going to have a brand new constitution because we were given a constitution essentially from England. So all of that, basically reshaping the identity of Barbados.
So why now? Why did it take 55 years after independence?
Well, I would say it would be a lot of political will. This is not the first time that this republic idea was raised in Barbados. We actually had a commission over 20 years ago that made the recommendation that we should proceed to the next step of becoming a republic. It has now come that the government has an overwhelming majority in the House of Parliament, in the House of Assembly, and they've made the step, they've made the purpose to take Barbados to that next step. And that has also sparked a lot of conversations with our regional brothers and sisters in Jamaica and St. Lucia and the Bahamas, who are independent, but still have those linkages to the monarch.
Is it linked at all to the racial justice movement and racial reckoning, as some people call it, that's going on in this country since the murder of George Floyd?
Interestingly enough, I saw that article on CNN and I was a little taken back, because even though we would have identified with the Black Lives Matter movement in Barbados, I don't think that it had anything to do with what we as a country were thinking about when we were proceeding with our transition to a republic. We basically said at year 55 independence, now is as good as a time as ever to make that transition, to complete the task of independence. And that is essentially what happened. So we, even though we were cognizant of what was happening in the United States, I wouldn't say that that played a major factor in the decision to become a republic.
We're talking about the historic day today, Barbados becoming a republic, no longer a commonwealth that recognizes Queen Elizabeth as its head of state.
Brian, we still are a Commonwealth country. We still remain in the Commonwealth group, but we aren't linked to the monarchy. So I think it is about 54 states. Out of them, I think 33, we now make the 34th state that has no link to the monarchy that remains in the Commonwealth. So we're still part of the Commonwealth. We're seeing the Republic of Barbados, but on official documents, it will still be listed as Barbados. So the only very symbolic changes have been undertaken for this particular move.
Got it. Richard in Florida, you're on WNYC. Hi, Richard.
Hello, how are you doing, Brian?
Good, how are you doing?
I am fine. I'm walking in the park, as a matter of fact. I am happy, but yet still, I have a lot of bad feelings about how Barbados took 55 years. I was there in 1966, and I came to the United States in 76. And I so expected that we would have transferred, we would become a republic and get rid of this monarchy crap for, listen. I remember as a little kid in Barbados, when I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I had to stand in what we call the broiling sun and wave at Her Majesty or someone else from England. And I always thought about why must everything be labeled the Royal Police Force, Her Majesty's prison, all that. All the property being given to these people over and over and over again. So
hey,
I'm glad in a state. Yes.
Question.
Yes.
What do you remember about 1966, about Independence Day 50 years ago today?
I'll tell you what. I wrote about it in a book I called The Caribbean Rum Chronicles. It was called The Caribbean Rum Chronicles, The Raucous 60s. A lot of people from Barbados wrote it. I will send you a copy because I have two long stories about Independence Day and my perception. We celebrated as young, I was 14 years, we celebrated as young people and we had a good time in the morning, and at night there was a concert. The Supremes came to Barbados for the first time along, and we were so excited, but then a riot ensued, and it seems as though the riot was the culmination of, we were suffering, It was like a mini riot. But I wrote about it. I could send it to you. But it's a lot of information I have in there. A lot of people don't really know, but I was right there on the spot. I could send you a copy of the book, my friend.
I would love it. I'd be happy to buy it from you, or however you want to do that. You can talk to our screener off the air if you want the way to send it to the station. But Richard, thank you for the history that you shared with us. That's extremely, extremely relevant and important and wonderful to hear a voice. And let's try Audra in Brooklyn. Audra, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hey, Brian. Thank you for taking my call. I'm an American citizen, traveled extensively throughout the Caribbean, have Jamaican parentage, and really want to congratulate Barbados for taking this monumental step in disinvesting in the British historical monarchy, you know, colonization. I'm just so happy for the country. Whatever happens, independence and standing on your own as a republic is crucial to growth, right? We have to step away from the dark cloak of colonialism. And I would really like for Britain to start writing checks. Reparations are past due for all of the countries that were formerly their slave-holding land, including, you know, we here in America. They all owe us money. So let's talk about that when we talk about independence and being a, you know, independent republic.
Audra, thank you. Thank you, thank you. So Kobe Brooms from Barbados today. What about that? Is anybody talking about reparations?
We've actually set up a committee under the Prime Minister's office to look at reparations. When the Prince spoke last night, he basically kind of apologized in a sense, but stopped short of talking about reparations. And we are anxiously awaiting that conversation because there's a lot that the British have to atone for. As you know, Barbados was one of the first slave society. We were the first stop on the African slave trade movement. So the slave society was perfected in Barbados and then shipped out to the rest of the world. So when we talk about reparations, we really need to have that conversation with the British to ensure that as a fully independent nation now, that we are able to get, you know, so what is owed to us for the atrocities of the past.
And just as we're talking about in the United States, more these days, the story of independence in the case of Barbados can't be told without acknowledging the violent colonial history of British rule and the transatlantic slave trade. So to what extent has the removal of the Queen as head of state this morning been an acknowledgement of the ongoing influence of slavery explicitly?
Well, what I'll say is to that, again, as we set up the reparations committee to get that going, I think the pressure is now on. And Barbados has taken a leading role in saying to the world that we are breaking away our colonial ties and putting some pressure on the monarchy, on the British, to face facts and to know that they need to atone. So even in terms of, I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago with the Windrush scandal, we sent, even after all of the slavery, we sent persons up there to work to build up the British economy, and they were treated extremely poorly. So even in modern day times, there's still a lot to discuss, and there's still a lot to atone for, particularly after how people were treated.
I see Janet in Brooklyn is back on the line. Janet, we'll get to you in just a minute. Looks like she has a wonderful story of her grandmother who left Barbados 100 years ago. Wow. We also have a question from Twitter that I'll ask you after the break, Kobe. Somebody asking, what congratulatory thing should we say to our Barbadian friends? Maybe happy Independence Day, maybe happy Founding Day, seem imprecise. But we'll ask you if there's a greeting that should go along with today. When we continue in a minute, on the day that Barbados declared itself a republic. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And before we continue, the last mention from me of the fact that today is Giving Tuesday. which is a day during the end of the year shopping season when nonprofits like ours remind people that this is also the time of the year that many donors make your contributions to charities and cultural institutions and other nonprofits like ours. And we would like to ask that you make a donation to WNYC or consider one. If you're already a member, thank you for considering an extra contribution on this Giving Tuesday if you think we've earned it. We also know we have many new listeners this year for a variety of reasons. And if that includes you, well, the way we pay for this nonprofit, non-corporate news organization is primarily through listener memberships. That's what keeps us independent and connected directly to you. There is no minimum to be a member, just the thought and a contribution of any size, no matter how small. So on this Giving Tuesday, help WNYC remain independent, help WNYC remain strong. To make a Giving Tuesday gift to New York Public Radio, you can go to our website, wnyc.org. You'll see it right on the homepage at wnyc.org or call 888-376-WNYC, 888-376-9692. Thank you all so much. We continue now with Kobe Brooms, First Vice President of the Barbados Youth Development Council and a multimedia specialist at Barbados Today on the occasion of Barbados Today declaring itself a republic, which means Queen Elizabeth is no longer technically the head of state. It is now Barbados' own elected president, Sandra Mason. So, Kobe, let me ask you that question from the tweet. What are people saying to each other in Barbados today? Is it Happy Independence Day? Is it Happy Republic Day? Is there a term that's developed that we can say to our Barbadian friends if we come across people today?
Well, today is Independence Day, Republic Day. We still haven't announced the date that we will actually celebrate Republic Day on, but today is Independence Day. So Happy Independence will work. And as some of my creative people on Twitter have captioned it, they're going by Indie Public, combining Independence and Republic as well for today. So when you see a Barbadian anywhere, and I'm pretty sure you will notice them because they will be wearing their colors, they will be wearing their flags. You'll see them out today. You can tell them Happy Independence.
What are the colors?
Our colors are aquamarine, gold, and black.
And as we celebrate Barbados, by the way, in the Southeast, I always like to talk about where things are on the map, that a lot of Americans might not know where they are. We were talking about Ghana in that respect early in the show, where our mayor-elect, Eric Adams, and I felt like I had to tell people that Ghana is like 4,500 miles away from South Africa. So for people, oh, Ghana, oh, Omicron, you know. That's 4,500 miles. Barbados, how would you put it? I'd say Southeast Caribbean, well southeast of the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico and Haiti, for example, really closer to the mainland of South America, Venezuela, Guyana, than it is to the mainland of the U.S., down around St. Lucia, Grenada, north of Trinidad, northeast of Trinidad and Tobago, like that, right?
Yes, most definitely. We're closer to South America. It takes about 40, I would say it probably would take about 40 minutes to get down to Trinidad. So probably about an hour to get to South America.
Janet in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. I think we have you now, Janet. Hi.
Good morning. My grandmother came through Ellis Island in the early 1920s. Like many women of that generation from Barbados in the West Indies, worked as a maid, was able to send a daughter to Brooklyn College, and a son who became a jazz musician. In the 1966, when Barbados obtained its independence, she returned. And, you know, she returned as an immigrant who had been very successful. And it's very interesting, in the late 1990s, her grandson returned to Barbados to live with his wife and family. And at the last Olympics, his daughter, Lani Cabrera, represented Barbados as a swimmer in the Olympics. So it's full circle in a way. And many of her relatives, her sister sent many, her sister's children, they became successful in this country. So we were happy independence, Barbados. Thank you for all that you gave our family.
Janet,
thank you.
Thank you. What a wonderful call.
It is.
And Kobe, she mentioned that swimmer. Who else would you cite? I read that Rihanna was declared a national hero today
Most
by President Mason, correct?
Most definitely. Brian, I actually had an interview yesterday with a Dutch newspaper, and he asked me, how do Barbadians feel about the Queen not being the Queen in Barbados anymore? And I joked and I told him, well, really, there's no difference because Rihanna is our Queen. And I said that about a couple hours before the actual ceremony, because Prime Minister Mia Mottley gave the surprise announcement last night that Rihanna was going to be our 11th national hero and the second woman hero that Barbados has. And probably about 30 minutes ago, she received her insignia that she is now the newest national hero of Barbados.
How about that? Maybe we can look forward to a new independence song.
We are praying, we are hoping, we were actually hoping that she would sing the national anthem last night. we just bought that song for Rihanna.
Sonia in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sonia.
Hi. Happy Independence Day. My grandfathers went to Panama in 1903 for the building of the Panama Canal. And I am a descendant of those men from Barbados. I still identify as Panamanian, but I'm also Barbadian. So congratulations, and keep going forward.
Thank you very much. How about Sonich in Newark, who wants to talk about the Barbadian flag? Hi, Sonich, you're on WNYC.
Thanks. I noticed, I went to a West Indies parade once, and I noticed that the Barbados flag has a trident in the middle, and it has a yellow line in the middle, two blue on the sides. This flag of Ukraine is blue on the top and yellow on the bottom, and they also use trident as their symbol. So any connection? And are you afraid of invasion from Russia?
Well, no, not to my knowledge, there's any connection. Based on what the national emblems talk about, the blue is for our lovely blue waters, our lovely seas. The yellow represents the sand and the sun, and the trident, the broken trident, represented in 1966, are breaking away from England. So you can say it is fully, fully broken now. I don't know of any Ukraine connection, but I could speak subject to correction on that. But from what I know, that is the representation of the flag. And Brian, I saw that on Twitter, somebody asked about a connection to Chinese investment. If I could speak
we
to
have,
that.
We have literally 10 seconds left in the show, but do all your right. best.
Yes, please. So essentially, that was something that was brought up in the British press. In Barbados, it really isn't, more so fake news, but I guess that's something that we can talk about going forward. Right. But no Chinese investment influenced the move to Republic.
Kobe Brooms, first vice president of the Barbados Youth Development Council, on the record saying that Chinese influence story is fake news. He is also a multimedia specialist at Barbados Today. Thank you again for this wonderful segment. Happy Independence.
Thank you.